All right, you've just finished the video set within the last, I don't know, day or two, probably the last few days at least, on beliefs. This is closely related to beliefs. The focus on responsibility here, and I really want to help you understand this concept. Taking responsibility for your own success, for your own failures, for your own actions in general, and your own results is an absolute key to success. It's something that very few people talk about, and yet to me, it's key. It's fundamental. It's something that if you don't get it, you're not going to be successful, period, for long periods of time. You can be successful short term. Now, this is an esoteric type concept. It's a difficult concept in some ways to understand fully. So I'm going to go out slowly through it and explain what I mean by it. We actually have four videos for this one. In the first one, I'm kind of introduce the subject. And then I'm going to talk about kind of responsibility, what it is, how to take it on in the third video, and then the fourth video I'll talk about action steps, just so you know going forward. All right. All right, let's jump into this. So I start this off with a quote. Every time I talk about responsibility, I talk about this quote. It is probably my second favorite quote. Both my favorite quotes are from Earl Nightingale. Brilliant man, very well read, very studied, and one of the first personal development coaches on the planet, really. He started the industry. If you ever have a chance to read Lead the Field, or not read, sorry, listen to Lead the Field. It was a 12 audio. A 12-lesson audio program that he gave out, really short but fantastic. I would highly recommend it. You can buy it easily. You can get it online, I'm sure. It's really old now, but Earl Nightingale said, "I don't believe in luck. Luck is when preparedness meets opportunity, and opportunity is there all the time." Luck is a concept that people have used to help themselves feel better about their situation. As long as I'm sure people have existed. What I want you to do by the end of this lesson is not blame luck for anything any longer. This is my belief. My belief is that short term, sure, luck can play a part. You can have something happen to you that you like, or something that happened to you that you don't like. Your circumstances can affect you short term. Long term, if you do what you need to and take responsibility for your own actions and your own results, you will be far more influential on your own life than luck. You won't need luck. Luck will be completely negated by your preparedness. So if you prepare yourself in the way you need to prepare yourself, you will be ready for the opportunities that are around you, and opportunities around you all the time. I've got a business partner in Ontario who talks about real estate and talks about the kind of real estate deals he's done. He talks about some of the deals he's done are once in a lifetime deals, legitimately. Like anyone would be happy if they had one of those in 3 lifetimes. My business partner has had many of them, and he's helped his students have many of them. How is it that you get a once in a lifetime opportunity many times in your life? I'm talking about deals where you buy a property, and after you're done purchasing the property and getting it refinanced, it starts paying you every month, and you get a check for $200,000 or $300,000 to put in the bank. That's by buying it, you made that money. Rather than spending that money, you made that money. Some people would say that's impossible. I've seen it firsthand. I've had this guy do it over and over, and I've witnessed how he does incredible things with real estate. The difference between him and other people see him as lucky. The difference between him and other people is that he creates his own luck. He is prepared for those opportunities when they come along. He spent years preparing. Here's the question: are you prepared for the business opportunities that come along your way on a daily basis? Because there are brilliant business opportunities every single day of your life out there, floating in the ether, right? Floating around you, wherever you are, whether it's a small town or a big city, or wherever you are, whichever country you are, there are opportunities around you every single day. The question is, are you prepared? Have you learned and grown in ways that you need to be ready for those opportunities? So that when it comes along, you can do two things. You can recognize that it exists, and secondly, you can take action based on the skills that you've developed to utilize that opportunity. That's the question. Okay? Now, if you have a strong negative reaction to these words, this will be a very important lesson to pay attention to, all right? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about, I'll go to the next slide. One of the questions that I often ask people are you in control of your results, or is someone else or something else in control of you? I'm going to give you a quick explanation here. If you believe your actions will lead to failure or success, you are more likely to get lucky on a consistent basis. If you believe your actions will lead to failure or success, you are more likely to get lucky. Why? Because you'll be start taking action, working towards your goals. You will take the action you need. If you believe your success is based on outside circumstances, so the economy or what somebody else has done or meeting the right person, you'll often fail and you'll see how unlucky you are on a consistent basis. And actually, it'll be proven to you over and over. When you don't believe in luck, it'll be proven that your actions are far more powerful than luck. If you believe in luck, it will be proven to you. You will see that absolutely, you are unlucky or lucky, and it's the outside circumstances that make a difference far more. We talked about beliefs. And again, what I'm basically saying here is if you believe you are able, you will see those circumstances, you'll see opportunities, you'll take advantage of them. If you believe you are unable, that's what you'll see. And this is called confirmation bias. Again, we'll get into that in a little bit here. Let's do a quick test here, okay? So I'm gonna ask you a few questions. Based on these questions, you should be able to tell very easily whether you believe you are in control of your results or you believe something else is in control of you, okay? Here, first question. Yes or no, do you buy lottery tickets? Do you blame others when you're in a bad mood? You say things like, he made me so angry. Do you often find yourself saying things like, she makes me or he makes me sad, happy, angry, depressed, frustrated? Do you tend to punish your children or your employees or take parenting and management courses to learn to motivate others instead? Do you punish or do you learn yourself? Do you believe that nobody can be great at anything without being born into the right situation, knowing the right people, and getting lucky every once in a while? Do you not plan too far ahead because things will always mess up your plans anyways? Do you blame your parents and other relationships for where you are? Do you believe investing or business is risky? Or do you believe that the money you get out of an investment or a business is a direct result of what you put into it through education and homework? Have you been caught in a lot of get-rich-quick schemes? Now, if you answered yes to a lot of these questions or chose the first option over the second, you struggle with a condition. Okay, I'm making up a condition here. You struggle with a condition called external locus of control. What is an external locus of control? Well, an external, this is a fairly gruesome picture, okay? But it shows very vividly what a person with an external locus of control believes. An external locus of control means that you believe it doesn't really matter what you do, you'll end up failing anyway. Somebody else has the puppet strings. Maybe fate is always stronger than choice, or people in power will always get their way and those like you will always be taken advantage. That's what people with an external locus of control believe. They believe that they're not in control ultimately. No matter what they do, something else is going to get in the way. The opposite is also true. There are people who have an internal locus of control. That means control comes from inside of them. It means that you believe you can make your own luck. You believe you make your own success. If you don't succeed, you could have done something different. Here's what's cool about having an internal locus of control. Mistakes are okay because you can learn from them and do better next time. You can learn, you can grow, you are in control. For people with an external locus of control, mistakes are terrifying. Why? Because if you make a mistake, you might have missed your opportunity. The one opportunity that came along and you messed it up. You might have messed it up and now you don't have any more. And that's terrifying. If you're okay with whatever, your confidence in yourself is strong, then it doesn't matter what happens, right? It doesn't matter if you miss an opportunity. There's another one tomorrow. Learn, grow, change. So where do you fit? I see people that believe in luck, a lot of this, I guess poker is a good example, okay? So most people believe poker is about luck. Now, I'm not a poker star. I'm not very good at it. But it's something that I've read about a little bit and looked into simply because I'm fascinated by the concept. Because I think a lot of people get into poker because they want to get rich quick. They see, hey, I can play a game and I can make a lot of money. That's easy. It's the easy button. Most people believe poker is about luck, but poker is not. Poker stars play the odds and become fantastic at reading people and interacting with people. So they understand the odds of the cards, they understand how the cards work, and they become fantastic at reading and interacting with other people. These masters win tournament after tournament, not because of their cards, but because of the way they play them. How is it that one person can win tournament after tournament after tournament after tournament? There are a few people who have won tens and tons and tons of tournaments. There are very few people at the top of the poker food chain that win all the tournaments, basically. Long term, they win money because of their practiced skills, not because of luck. And I played poker. I remember playing it. This is quite a few years back. Playing it with a few people that knew more than me. And I was really frustrated with them because I was like, oh, they're always lucky. They always get lucky cards. And they sat down with me and explained it afterwards. And I realized, wait a second, this has nothing to do with luck. It had to do with how we were playing. Your confidence in yourself and your abilities is directly related to how much control you have in life. So it's all about confidence. This confidence issue is coming up again, right? We've talked about priorities. We've talked about motivation. We've talked about goals and how that builds confidence. We've talked about beliefs. And once you are more self-aware, you have more confidence. Again, we're going to be coming back to confidence and influence over and over and over again. In relationships, maybe you believe all the great guys or girls have been taken and would never go out with you anyway. Or even if they did, nobody in your family has ever had a great relationship. So why do you believe you would be any different? Or do you have confidence and believe that you have a chance to have a great relationship if you put in the work and become a great person yourself? When it comes to money or business, maybe you learn more to believe that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer and you're so poor so you don't have a good chance. Or do you believe that if you learn what you can do, what you need to do, sorry, you can have great business or financial success as well. You simply need to do what other successful people are doing. They're skills that you can learn rather than circumstances that happen to you. Do you like trying new things and exploring new experiences? Or do you like to play it safe? It's all about confidence. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try to find one person who is successful that are truthfully only lucky. You will hear this in the news. Sometimes you'll hear somebody in sports or somebody in business or somebody in wherever, and they say, yeah, I was really fortunate. I was really lucky. That's absolute baloney, and they know it. When you are successful, you will know how much effort you've put in. I was watching a video of somebody who, I think they were a basketball star. I don't watch basketball really closely, but anyway, this NBA star, I believe, was talking about, made some kind of comment like, people would be amazed to find out how many years, hours and hours and hours, adding up to years of practice I put in to become an overnight success. I read an article about Bill Gates, and it's something along the lines of, for the first 10 or 12 years that he had his business, he never took one day off. Not one day off. Not a Saturday or a Sunday. Not one day off. Not a holiday. Not one day off. He spent every single day in the office for a decade. Now listen, I'm not telling you that this is what you need to do. What I am saying is, try to find somebody who's honestly only lucky. That's the only reason they've been successful. They don't exist. I mean, you may find one out of 100,000 people, but really they don't exist. They're a very, extremely rare breed, okay? 2/3 of the people who win the lottery are broke within 2 years. Do you know that? The people who win and keep their money are usually people who have a decent understanding of money already and are part of larger office pools or doing whatever else. They've got a plan. They've got action steps. That tends to be what creates the success in their lives, okay? And this is fascinating to me that People will say, oh yeah, well, I just need to win the lottery. No, you don't. Because if you did win the lottery, most people wouldn't know what to do with the money. You need to learn to manage money before you win the lottery, or it's useless to you. It's useless. So for this video, I just want to impress upon you the need to build skills, which you can. And then as you take responsibility for those skills, and take responsibility for your life in different ways and your business in different ways, you're going to be far more satisfied. And I'm going to get into that in future videos here.